You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Takuya here.
And I'm Gabby.
And we are the hosts of History of Everything, a podcast which you can probably guess by the name is, well, I mean, it's about everything. Do you want to know why people thought potatoes were evil and would give you syphilis? Are you curious about all the stories of the terrible and stupid ways that people have kicked the bucket over the years? Do you want to hear tales about all of the different badasses of history and the lives that they had brought to life? Well, if so, then look no further. History of Everything is just the right podcast for you. It's available on Spotify, Pandora, and anywhere else that you get your podcast from. Join us for some fun and just see how weird and wacky history can be.
The folks who get credit for a lot of innovations these days, they all kind of look alike. If you catch my drift. Don't you want to learn who really did the work?
That's exactly what you'll hear on They Did That, a new podcast from Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment. It tells you all about the little-known innovators, inventors, and artists who changed the world through fashion, technology, science, and more.
Sometimes these creators were simply overlooked, the victims of discrimination, or in some cases, had their discoveries deliberately stolen.
You'll hear the stories of global pioneers and trailblazers, both dead and alive, that changed things like healthcare treatments, dry cleaning, filmmaking, cinematography, and even the mighty sports bra. I appreciate that, Jenny.
It's a contribution we all appreciate, Jen. Here's a clip from the show that covers Alice Ball, a Black woman, a chemist, and a medical trailblazer who developed a revolutionary new method for treating leprosy in the early 1900s.
We hope you enjoy this fascinating story as much as we did. Listen and follow They Did That wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 1914. World War I has just started. All the world is in a frenzy. But on one island in Hawaii, there's a community of people whose lives have been put on hold for almost 50 years already. Hundreds of adults and children with leprosy, also known as Hansen's disease, are quarantined on a remote peninsula called Kalupapa on Molokai Island. They've been torn from their families with little to no notice and brought to this paradise on Earth. Even though they're surrounded by some of the most stunning views in Hawaii, they're trapped indefinitely in a so-called leper colony, caught between the ocean and one of the tallest sea cliffs on Earth. They've been forced into exile for fear that they'd spread the disease, and now they have no choice but to wait for a treatment, for a cure, or just to be able to go back home to their families. At this time, Hansen's disease isn't just a Hawaii problem, though. People around the world are seeing a rise in cases, and they're scared of catching it. The disease mainly causes nerve damage and skin lesions, but it is infectious and visible. Which means, in addition to being physically painful, it carries so much stigma that people with the disease become social outcasts. And doctors around the world are trying everything under the sun to find a treatment. But so far, nothing is working. Meanwhile, on another island just 57 miles away, there's a 22-year-old student named Alice Ball, getting her master's in chemistry at Hawaii College in Honolulu. Alice becomes the first woman and first Black woman to get a master's from Hawaii College. And over the next few years, she meets the right people at the right time to create the first effective treatment for Hansen's disease. But she won't get public recognition for her work for another 80 years until local researchers went digging through the archives.
In 1977, I was teaching ethnic studies, Black studies in particular, and I couldn't find information on not only Black women in Hawaii, but Blacks in Hawaii. And so I went to the state archives and began to uncover a bit, including Alice Ball's name.
Why did it take so long for the world to find out about an extraordinary young woman who changed thousands of lives? And how far will some people go to take credit for what isn't theirs? From Something Else and Sony Music Entertainment, this is They Did That. I'm Takara Small. It's the summer of 1914, and a 22-year-old Alice Augusta Ball arrives in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Honolulu would have been a thriving, bustling seaport. Tourism hadn't really begun at that time.
This is Dr. Catherine Takara. She's been looking into Alice's story for over 40 years. On this trip, Alice is headed just outside the city to the College of Hawaii.
She was a graduate student in the chemistry department, and she was the first woman, much less a Black woman, the first woman to graduate with a master's degree in chemistry from Hawaii College, it was called then.
Dr. Takara taught at the University of Hawaii at Manoa for 30 years. The same campus Alice Ball walked through over a century ago.
There was not yet the East-West Center. There was not yet the School of Law or the School of Medicine.
By the time Alice arrives in Hawaii, the college is only 7 years old. And it has just one building surrounded by tree groves and pig farms. Walking around the small campus with less than 100 students, there was something else Alice might have noticed.
To contextualize Alice Ball, in my research on Black women in Hawaii, I only found three African-American or Black women living in Hawaii.
It's hard to know how Alice felt about being the only Black woman on campus. From her college photo, it's clear that she's light-skinned, and it seems that people might have thought she was Hawaiian or even white. But no one has found any of Alice's journals, if they even exist. So we have no way of knowing how being Black actually impacted her life in Hawaii. I can imagine some things, though. I can imagine her ignoring her classmates' double takes, being made to feel like an outsider, having to be the best at absolutely everything to stand out. What we do know is that she had enough support from her family to be here at all. It wasn't unheard of for women to go to college in the 1900s, but it certainly wasn't the norm to pay a ton of money to send your daughter across the ocean for a master's degree. But Alice came from a prominent family of photographers. In fact, her grandfather's works included portraits of people like Frederick Douglass and Charles Dickens. Alice's family not only had the means to help her achieve her dreams, but the sense to encourage dreaming in the first place. And their support wasn't lost on Alice. She was an incredibly hard worker. She was doing experiments for her master's in the morning and volunteering as an English tutor in the evenings.
From morning until probably in the evening around 8 would be her working hours. She was probably quite exhausted.
That was just how Alice was built. I mean, her high school graduation quote even read, "I work and work, and still it seems I have nothing done." But Alice wasn't just a hard worker. She was also brilliant. By the time she was 22, she had 2 bachelor degrees from the University of Washington, one in chemistry and the other in pharmaceutical chemistry. And she had already co-published an article in a prestigious chemistry journal. This was the moment Alice had been working towards, the day she could start a master's program and soon start working as a professional. And she knew exactly what she wanted to tackle first.
She was interested even then in the healing properties of the ava root.
Alice hit the ground running. She started researching for her master's thesis on the ava, or kava root. Now that might sound familiar. It's the root of a shrub known for having medicinal, sometimes even psychedelic effects. And it was while working on this project that Alice Ball met the men who would facilitate the beginning and end of her professional career.